This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Hey guys, quick thing. The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only question left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
It's the weekend. And that means that the Premier League is back. And it means that Arsenal are back in action as well. Mikel Arteta's press conference, we've got to break all that down. We've got Gabriel Magalhaes' status to talk about. Jurrien Timber's return and more as well. This is the Arsenal News Show. Hello and welcome to the Arsenal News Show on The Gooner Talk, joining you every single morning at 8 a.m. UK time. Thank you, as always, for joining me and making this a part of your morning routine. It's incredibly appreciated. I hope you've had a fantastic week. Welcome to the weekend. I hope that you've got plenty planned. I hope that you're going to have an enjoyable, relaxing, maybe energetic one, depending on what your plans are, of course. But we're going to be sitting right here to talk about the latest Arsenal news as we look ahead to a weekend of Premier League action. Good morning to you joining us live in the chat box. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. Rich, we've got Kaiser, we've got Clincy, Gooner76, Stephen, Carlton, Nate, Input, Jose, Peter, Damien, Gavin, Jalali, we've got Matt G and Glenn, Kevin and Luman, Justin, Colin, Dellum, Black Shine, Odorile, Damien, Vivian. Thank you to all of you tuning in and joining us. It is hugely appreciated, and I hope that you've had a very good week. And everybody joining us on Catch Up as well. If you're listening on audio platforms, if you're listening on YouTube, Catch Up as well. Thank you for doing so. We try and hit 1,000 likes every single day on the channel. So if you could help us by hitting that like button and helping us on our way to 1K every single day, that would be hugely appreciated. Thank you so much. The jersey, Domenico, is the Norwegian, the new Norwegian shirt with, of course, I will spin for you, but Mr. Ødegaard on the back as well. So, yeah, it's a very nice shirt with my favourite player emblazoned onto the back of it too. So, yeah, it's very nice is what it is. Right, shall we jump into today's stories? I think we should. We start with our Premier League roundup, of course, with plenty of games on this weekend across 3 days of action. First up on Saturday, the early kickoff, 12:30, Newcastle against Tottenham. The 3 o'clocks this week are Brentford against Sheffield United, Burnley against Brighton, Manchester City in action against Luton at home. Not too much in the way of hope for that, but who knows? We live and learn. Nottingham Forest as the last 3 o'clock kickoff against Wolves. The late kickoff today is the 5:30 between Bournemouth and Manchester United. Liverpool play Crystal Palace, West Ham United play Fulham, and Arsenal play Aston Villa on Sunday, of course. They're the Sunday games, and on Monday night, we've got Chelsea against Everton as well. So a massive, massive thank you to the Premier League for scheduling us last again, so we have to respond to the other two. But it's the reality. We deal with it. Whatever it is, we will deal with that. But yes, Man City, Luton, Liverpool, Palace, Arsenal, Villa, all the title-chasing teams at home this weekend. Now, moving forwards, we've got the Bayern Munich game to talk about in a small, slight tangent. Of course, you may have seen during the game, you may have seen after the game, some videos during the game or after as well of Bayern Munich fans being ejected from the Arsenal Stadium crowd during the game. Now, I chased up this lion this week to get an answer about some extra details about what was going on during the game, and found out that less than 10 Bayern Munich fans ended up being ejected during the Champions League clash. Arsenal, of course, put lots of measures in place to try and prevent Bayern Munich supporters from entering the stadium. Any of those fans, of course, that were ejected that are found to have had tickets transferred to memberships bought at any time and transferred by Arsenal fans will indeed face indefinite suspensions of those memberships. So be aware of that, because Bayern Munich fans that were being sold tickets would be the people that were selling them would face significant consequences that come along with that. So, and quite rightly too, any Arsenal fan found to have sold tickets onto an away fan should be banned forever. Absolutely, categorically, without question, be banned. So hopefully the right actions are swiftly and effectively taken. Mikel Arteta faced the press yesterday. This is where we're going to kind of sit with the majority. In fact, the rest of our stories today are based upon that press conference. He was asked about Aston Villa. He says what they've done since Unai came in. He's made a huge impact to the club in terms of performance and consistency. It's unbelievable what they're doing. They're still in European competition and they played last night. So it's really impressive with what they've done. I tell you what, a good drinking game would be, how many times does Arteta say it's unbelievable what they've done in terms of whenever he's asked about any opposition side in the Premier League as well. Talked about the challenge of playing last out of the three title challenges. Says we will know the results, but we'll still have our duty to win our game, which is the only thing that we can control. That's happened a few times already, and it's going to happen again in the next few weeks. So we'll focus on what we can do, what we can control, and make sure that we perform like we have to do against a really good side to try and beat them. He was asked about the semi-automatic offsides being introduced. Of course, we talked about that yesterday. He says, I think it was unanimous. So that means it is going to be better. It's going to be faster and more efficient. So hopefully it's going to work and be very positive for us. Now, during the game, or rather during throughout the day yesterday, as we led up to that press conference, there was some question marks raised about Gabriel Magalhães. Supposedly in the open training session. Now, an open training session for media is only open for the first 15 minutes. The media that are there only get to see what happens during the first 15 minutes. So it is sometimes a little bit frustrating when you see news circulated regarding the fact that they say a player did not take part in training, categorically didn't take part in training whatsoever, because they've only seen the first 15 minutes. Sometimes players come out later on in training sessions, but the rumours going around yesterday was Gabriel did not take part in the open training session that went on yesterday for the opening 15 minutes for media. And Mikel Arteta was asked a question about Gabriel Magalhães, and he says, we've got one more day to prepare for the match. We'll see if tomorrow, if everybody is available. He was asked about it further, and he says, we have some who are a bit of a hangover from the Bayern game, but with hopefully another day, we're going to be okay. So chill on the Gabriel situation. Just chill on it. Don't worry about it. I'd be pretty confident of seeing him in the squad tomorrow. If he's not there, I'll hold my hands up. But from the way that Arteta's speaking there, I wouldn't be too concerned about that one at the moment, despite the fear-mongering that went around yesterday. And he was also asked, more interestingly, on Jurrien Timber. And he says he's got a few more steps to make. He needs to play a game, at least with the under-21s, and he's going to have an in-house game soon as well. He's done everything in training. Now it's getting that match fitness and having people around him to start competing in a full match, which is different to training. So it's interesting to talk about the in-house game. What that might mean is, of course, a friendly between another club and an environment where the teams have got weeks off because of the FA Cup that's coming up. So some teams haven't got a game during certain weeks because they've been suspended. Maybe Arsenal can find a way of doing a behind closed doors friendly some one week as well. Perhaps it could be an in-house game with the youth sides playing against one another, and of course playing a competitive match with the youth team as well. Arsenal do play on Monday. Our under-21s are in action on Monday, so perhaps we could see him play. Hopefully we get something of a heads up before that's going to happen as well. But Arteta seems very optimistic about Jurrien Timber coming back. He also says, when he was asked about what he can bring to the team, he says, hopefully a lot. Everything that we've seen in training and the time that he was fit, I think he's going to have a big impact on the team. And we hope that he will. There is obviously this fear, this danger that we could end up overhyping Jurrien Timber, because it's been so long since we've seen him. We haven't seen him since August, believe it or not, which is something like, 8 months ago now? And so for that reason, yeah, it's It's been a long time, and fingers crossed. Fingers crossed we are going to see a very, very strong input to the side when Jurrien Timber eventually does make his long-awaited return to the squad. Right, let's move to part two and your questions right after this.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. And the same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with Mook Delivery. Are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Okay, let's jump into the chat box, shall we? And go into the chat and see what's going on. Robert says, I had one, two rows in front of me in terms of a Bayern Munich fan. He clenched his fists when they scored. It's a season ticket seat. I'm torn between not and doing so. Robert, I think you've got to look at it this way, mate. It's still retrospective action if you know the seat number of where it was. You can look at it this way. Arsenal are in a title race this season. Arsenal need every single fan that is going to contribute massively to our title push. We need every single voice, every single set of lungs supporting this club. And that seat has currently not been, and of course that Bayern Munich fan is not going to be there for future games, but that seat that is owned by somebody that would willingly sell their ticket to an away supporter in a game that meant so much to us for some financial gain of themselves doesn't deserve that seat. So, Robert, if you know the seat number, if you know the individual, if in any way you can help identify that person, please do get in touch with the club and try to help them do so. El Gringo says, I always play FIFA to your shows or while going to sleep, so my unconscious might think that you're my dad. I'm 40 this year, been watching pretty much all episodes since you took over from Craig. El Gringo, that's an incredibly worrying fact. I don't want to be anyone's dad at the moment. This is still very much further in the future for me, despite turning 30 this year. Chris says, I think Ødegaard and Havertz need a rest tomorrow. They've been playing so much. It's so hard, isn't it, to rest players because Aston Villa are a very challenging side and they're going to be a big test for us tomorrow. And absolutely, we need to be in a position where we've got the best team possible out there. And I think Ødegaard has to play. And the other perspective as well is that Havertz, whilst he could get rested, I think that I wouldn't necessarily start Havertz away at Bayern and I'd have him coming off the bench and I'd have Jesus starting that game in Bayern, but I'd start Havertz here so we can afford to make that change as well. Domenico says, as Elliot from Arsenal Vision always says, it feels like Villa could be a trap game. Yes, it could. It could be a trap game. We need to focus on Villa. Bayern Munich's a big factor, of course, but we need to focus on getting the points tomorrow at the Emirates Stadium. Nick says the runestone types of lettering on the back of the Norway shirt are very cool. They are very cool. I don't know if you can see it, I can turn around again, but they are, yeah, very, very nice indeed. That would be great. Justin K says, who's Craig? Some of us might need the history of the channel. Yeah, sure. Craig started the channel back in 2015, so 9 years ago now, rather crazily. We've had a lot of kind of familiar faces in the Arsenal sphere at that point. There's a lot of AFTV people that Craig was very good friends of at the time as well. And I was one of the people, of course, coming on the channel as a guest back in 2015. And then in 2016, Craig decided to step away from the channel. He wanted to focus on some family things and focus on himself somewhat. And he said, instead of letting the channel die, As I was one of the more regular guests on the channel, he said, would you like to take it over? And I was like, at the time, I'd left a Birdcamp Wonderland, which was a podcast that I was doing and contributing to regularly with Danny, who still does a Birdcamp Wonderland, of course. And so I was like, yeah, I'm open to the idea, so I'll take it over. And it was on about just under 8,000 subscribers at the time in 2016. So since 2016, yesterday we reached 56,000 subscribers. So it was always going to be difficult, because I absolutely understand where some people come from the point of view saying, like, you know, you're in a very fortunate position because you've got a channel that already had a few thousand subscribers to it. And I absolutely get that. But there's also a challenge in taking on something that somebody else started. The people watching at the time have been used to that person. I mean, imagine if I left this now and gave it to somebody else to start and to taking this over. Obviously, you're subscribing because of the content that we create here. It's very difficult, you know, and I'm not Craig. I couldn't emulate Craig. Craig did everything in his way, and he did it fantastically well. It was one of the fastest growing channels in the space of the year on the platform. And he did very well again when he started the same old Arsenal as well, and did a fantastic job there and created another big channel. So Craig's been fantastic at creating Arsenal channels and basically being something of a youth academy, you know, for Arsenal content creators in some stages. The amount of people that have come from Craig's products on YouTube is stunning, and it's an absolute testament to the man. And in terms of where we've gone from here, it's always going to be very, very difficult to take on something that's been hosted by someone else, and take it in a direction that, because you're not going to, I didn't want to copy what someone else is doing, because that would be silly. You know, you have to go and take something a direction that only you can take it in based upon yourself, you know. And so I hope that I've done that. And I'm hoping that I'm hoping where the channel is now is certainly something which we can look back on and say, yeah, it's gone pretty darn well. So very, very thankful for Craig for always the opportunity 8 years ago. Lovely stuff. Kunyul says, Tom, please repost your first show after taking over so we can all have a laugh at it. There is a clip. I mean, you can go and watch. There is a video on the channel where I think I titled it We Made It or something, which is like where I first got my first job in media. And if you go back and watch that, it does have the original first time I hosted the show in it. I'll see if I can find it later on and share it to the channel as well. But it was quite a nice compilation I put together at that time. And Craig's in that compilation actually as well. Vegas Gunner says, Tom, hypothetical question. If you could pay 50 million for one of these three, who would it be? Zubimendi, Ruben Neves, or Kimmich? And thank you so much for the very kind donation as well. Of which I learned yesterday, by the way, that apparently I didn't know this, but someone sent me a message in our Discord yesterday saying that Super Chats work where there's like, you have to pay a certain amount based upon how many characters you want to use, which I think is crazy, really, but it's the way YouTube works. But in terms of the three that I'd want, of the three, I'd lean into Kimmich. I'd absolutely lean, because for me, Zubimendi and Ruben Neves have not shown to me the elite level. And I'm not necessarily sure they've shown enough to tell me that I know they're going to be of the elite level. If you bring in Kimmich, you're getting a player for 3 to 4 seasons that is of an elite level, you know, and does not show any signs of slowing down whatsoever. And during those 3 to 4 seasons, Arsenal will still have the financial capacity and the competitiveness to be in the top level, to be in the Champions League, financially benefiting from that, so they can go into the market and sign that potentially Declan Rice next step in the near future as well, the partner for Declan Rice in the future also. So yes, I'd go for Kimmich of those three. Kieran says, what would your preferred left centre mid profile be? A more attacking midfielder who can link with Martinelli out wide like a Wirtz or a Musiala, or a more of a box-to-box with great passing output like a De Jong or a Kimmich? I mean, Kimmich's not necessarily even really a box-to-box. De Jong certainly fits more so that mould. If you could find a De Jong, you know, if you get him in, it'd be an excellent addition to the squad. Wirtz and Musiala, they're more tens, aren't they? So I don't know if it necessarily fits the left centre mid role. It could. I mean, they're both fantastic players. Musiala, if you sign him, could even play in those wide areas as well. It's worth thinking about also. So, yeah, it's exciting to see what we could do. I think I'd prefer the balance, so more of a box-to-box. But I'd absolutely understand if Arteta wanted to go down the route of more of an attacking player, which he kind of did do with Havertz for quite some time in that that role as well. Chris Martin, joining us from Coldplay, says, did you hear about Anne Hathaway talking about Arsenal in an interview about her new movie role. I did, yes. She said something about trying to catch Mikel Arteta's attention. So, yeah. And Hathaway, if you want to come on the show for a podcast and talk Arsenal, you're more than welcome. Alex says, did Villa play at home or away in the Europa League? They played at home against Lille, and they won 2-1 against Lille at home at Villa Park on Thursday. But they will have, they played a very strong team. So they've had 2 days less recovery than we have going into this fixture. So hopefully it leans in our favour. Darren says, Tommy asked you to play left back against Villa or save him for Bayern. You could play him in both, mate. And I think I could play him in both. There's an argument maybe you play Zinchenko against Villa and then you use Rice on his own. I think my 11 for the Reporters 11 on Football London was, I think I went with Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko, Rice, Smith-Rowe, Odegaard, because if you've got Zinchenko, it means you can kind of move him into the midfield with Rice and have that extra attacking threat, because they don't have Douglas Luiz, they don't have Boubacar Kamara, they don't have Jacob Ramsey. They're really lacking in midfield. So I think we have the opportunity to use an extra midfielder like a Smith Rowe and then play Zinchenko at left back so that he can move and support in midfield. By the way, I had a few back and forths with fans actually about Zinchenko's performance against Bayern Munich, and thankfully someone's done that thing where they go online and kind of clip up everything that Zinchenko did in the game against Bayern. I encourage people to go and watch those clips, because Zinchenko in the second half against Bayern Munich was very good indeed. Very good. I actually underestimated how good he was. I think I underrated how much influence he had during the game. And so it's really helpful, I think, to see those clips of what the player did during the game. And we have this perception that, oh, maybe he wasn't as good as what we thought. Actually, go back and re-watch what Zinchenko did. And it was very, very good. Very, very good indeed. Maximilian says, hey, Tom, looking at how Szoboszlai has been on a bit of a downward spiral, including his match against Atalanta, do you think we dodged a bullet, or would you still go for him if the opportunity arises? Were we saying that we dodged a bullet when we didn't sign Kai Havertz from Bayer Leverkusen? And I have to say that I think that some players are just suited to different environments. There's no doubt that Szoboszlai is an absolutely talented player. And I think he showed that when he first came into the club, probably as a bit of a hangover from his RB Leipzig form. Under Klopp, it's not necessarily worked as much as maybe people thought it would do. Under Arteta, I think maybe there could have been something special. But we will never, ever know. Domenico also became a brand new member this show, which is absolutely fantastic. So thank you so much, Domenico, for joining or continuing, if it is a continuation of your membership with us as well. You're very welcome in the TGT family. Kay Dotway, who's been a member now for 8 months, says, who comes in for Villa with the Douglas Luiz ban? They have got a number of options in their team, of course, that they could call upon. Their midfield did include Douglas Luiz with Yuri Tillemans and John McGinn as the midfield three. But they've got a young 20-year-old called Tim Aregmunam, who's a defensive midfielder. He's only played twice in the Premier League. He could come in for the position. They could choose to push McGinn slightly deeper and use Zaniolo as an attacking midfielder if they wanted to. Or they could use Diaby in the wide area and use Bailey as the attacking central player potentially as well. There are options that they have, but not having Douglas Luiz, not having Kamara is a big, big blow to them. And certainly they will be feeling that in the midfield tomorrow. There's nearly 1,000 of you watching. We're going to go for another 10 minutes or so answering your questions. But if you haven't done so already, please do help us to hit that 1K every day target by dropping a like on the video. If you're listening on catch up, make sure that you hop over to YouTube as well. I can see also that there are over 100 of you listening on Twitter, on X. Make sure you hop over to YouTube and watch us over here as opposed to Twitter, because it means you can get involved with the conversation and ask some questions and join the TGT family in a more integrated fashion as well. CEO Amaru says, Anthony has more tattoos than goals for Manchester United since he has signed for them. Quite the stat. Ayan says, Zinchenko helped us in the second half to control the ball better, as that was lacking from Kivior. Kivior defensively was okay-ish in the Bayern game. He just didn't have a good game. It's okay to say that a player didn't have a good game, and Jakub Kivior didn't have a good game against Bayern. It doesn't mean that we have to talk about the fact that we have to like bleed that into overall performances, like some people sadly have fallen in the trap of. Kivior's been excellent for us in many games, be it against Liverpool, be it against Man City, be it against a number of other sides that we played in this run in 2024. He's been a key figure of our form in 2024 and one of the main starters. I think he started more games at left back than any other player in 2024 for Arsenal. So he clearly is contributing massively. He just had a poor game. against it. Guilito says, I'm watching Solo on Twitch too, which fair play. We do actually stream this to Twitch as well, but we have like, I don't know, let's have a look. Yes, Guilito is the one listener on Twitch at the moment as well. I don't know why we stream there, but we do. It is available over there, but I never, never ever do we ever manage to get kind of any stream. This is a YouTube kind of thing, but I didn't want to rule out people that just like to watch on Twitch. And Guilito says, it's always just me here, which is fair enough. I respect it. If you do want to join the bigger conversation on YouTube, you are, of course, very much welcome. Yeah, so Peter says, Tom, where do you think we could be if Arsenal had appointed Arteta instead of Emery? Maybe a league and Champions League. And to me, Peter, no. I think it was necessary to have that Unai Emery kind of period, if you like, at the club. And so for that reason, I think that we've learned from that. We had to go through the necessary points of Unai Emery's tenure before Arteta came in. If he'd have come in also at that point, it would have been 2 years less, or 1 to 2 years less experience than he was. He wouldn't have learned as much under Pep during that time. Everything happened for a reason. Everything happened in the process that it happened in. And I think it was necessary that it did. So for that reason, I have not got a problem with the fact that we waited and got Emery in and learned from our mistakes. I'm loving this now. People hopping over to Twitch. Captain Manic says, I heard there was only one viewer in here. So I popped over on my phone. Greetings, Guilito and Tom as well. And I see Zero G as well. I've joined here on Twitch as well. It's nice seeing people on Twitch. But YouTube is, as I always kind of say, you know, the place to be. But it is great to see people tuning in and being subscribers. I think there's something about, like, if we hit like 100 subs on Twitch or something happens. But we've only ever had like 12. despite the fact we hit 56,000 on YouTube, Twitch has never been something that took off. Ian says, Emery was hard done by on the board, and he is a good coach, but Arteta has proved himself quite better than him, even with the investment. Emery was gone due to a player fallout, and that was not a good team. That team got fractured under Emery. It didn't work. He didn't know how to mesh things. He didn't know how to gel things. He didn't necessarily know how to squad build as effectively as Arteta. People say that Emery didn't get backed as much, and I absolutely think that there is an argument there, but he still did get a lot of investment while he was at Arsenal. He was unable to get the best from players like Torreira, unable to get the best from players like Pepe, of course, in the start of his time at Arsenal as well. Didn't necessarily want Pepe, I get that. But you kind of have to use the tools, especially if you've had £72 million invested in a winger. You've got to try and use it. You know, the thing with Arteta is that he wasn't his investment. So I have more empathy for Arteta not using Pepe. Whereas Unai Emery, he was actually signed under Emery and he didn't really try and use him that much. So yeah, I think there's questions to be said about that. Damien, I'm not sure if there's going to be a preview show. My last night and tonight, I've got a lot planned, so it's going to be very tricky. If I do manage to get back in time from my day's activities and I'm out this evening, I'm going to watch Civil War that just came out in the cinema, not the Marvel version, just a kind of a... I think it's like a concept Civil War type film. If the Civil War is to break out in the United States again, what that could be. So yes, I'm looking forward to seeing that tonight. And so it's tricky to see where we might place a preview show. If there is a plan, it will be last minute, and that might make it even more tricky to get guests. But I'll make sure to keep you updated about whether or not there is. Let's go to Damien says, you nailed it when you said everything happens for a reason. It's true. New Era says, Emery is better than Arteta. Facts. Yeah, it's just miles better. Really, 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 really loads better. I'm definitely not being sarcastic at all when I say that. Imagine having that as your opinion. Let's scroll up a little bit more. Richard says, I think the fans would have been less forgiving of Arteta if he had been appointed instead of Emery. I also think Josh Kroenke was more inclined to push forward with Arteta after Emery, of course, wasn't a success. And I think that's a really good point. Domenico says, oh, yes, thanks for the fallout, Tom. You were right. It's genuinely excellent. Yeah, I finished episode 2 yesterday, doing like one a day. And I'm very much enjoying it. It's very, very good indeed. And K.Way says, sarcastic, Tom? Never. No. Wouldn't catch me being sarcastic, mate. Don't know what you're talking about. Never. It's just not in my vocabulary at all. Not in my vocabulary whatsoever. Thank you so much for everybody that's tuned into today's show. You are absolutely appreciated, all of you, even some a little bit absent-minded thinking that Emery's somehow better than Arteta. But you're all welcome. Please do drop a like on the video and subscribe to the channel if you're new around here. We're on our way now to 57K as we continue our journey towards the Emirates Stadium capacity. One day, it will be the size of the Azteca. You never know. But thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it, as always. I hope you have a fantastic Saturday. Let's keep those fingers crossed that Man City drop some points and that Liverpool do so tomorrow. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow to round up all of today's Premier League action and any other Arsenal news ahead of the game against Aston Villa, of which I will be in attendance for tomorrow afternoon. Enjoy your Saturdays. Stay safe, stay well, stay happy and respectful. And as always, up the Arsenal.
It's the 90 plus minute. All your mates around and you've got a McNuggets share box ready to go and you know a late winner's coming. Your mates already got booked for a double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfection. Order now on the McDonald's app for your McDelivery. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.